by For Howie Wing, a saga of aviation. To our saga of aviation. A flying cadet is on trial. Buzz Rondell is to face a faculty board. So now, let us go to a room in the post-administration building. Seated on one side of a long table is a group of officers, in the center of which we see Colonel Thompson, Commandant of Cadets. The bronzed veteran has a merry twinkle in his blue eyes that denotes a fine sense of fairness and humor, but a firm jaw which marks the true leader. Among the officers grouped around Colonel Thompson, we recognize Captain Bill Harvey, Lieutenant Dodd, and a man wearing the caduceus of the Medical Corps, who we know to be Major Miller, flight surgeon. At the far end of the table, a warrant officer sits, notebook ready and pencil poised, to transcribe every word that is said during the board. A staff sergeant stands smartly at attention at the closed door, beyond which, in an anteroom, flying cadet Rondell waits. Colonel Thompson raises his eyes from the papers lying on the table in front of him and...
Gentlemen, we will open the board proceedings. Will you read the charges, Captain Harvey?
Very good, sir. Flying Cadet A.L. Rondell charged with 1, conduct unbecoming to a flying cadet and future officer, in that he did give and had knowledge of unauthorized aid in a written examination. 2, knowingly and willfully making a false statement. Specifically, Flying Cadet Rondell is charged with selling a prohibited textbook to Flying Cadet Telford. The charges are made by Flying Cadet H.V. Wing, Cadet Captain of B Company. They have been substantiated by Flying Cadet Telford, who is Mr. Rondell's roommate.
Yes. This is really, then, an extension of the Telford board.
Yes, sir. The two cases are linked together very closely. We've disposed of the board on Flying Cadet Telford, but I might explain, for the benefit of Major Miller, that Mr. Telford failed in a written examination on mathematics, and it's been recommended that he be relieved of further flying training and discharged from military service.
I see. Thank you, Captain Harvey.
Major Miller, you see, Telford has admitted using this pony, which was sold to him by Mr. Rondell. Lieutenant Dodd suspected something was wrong when Telford originally turned in a perfect examination. Is that correct, Lieutenant Dodd?
That is correct, sir.
Then, Lieutenant Dodd, suspecting that something was wrong, because Telford had shown little knowledge or aptitude for mathematics, called for another examination. He caught Telford without the pony, and the boy failed miserably. We felt that Telford had been influenced by Rondell, and ordinarily is not a malicious cheater. Therefore, the board simply reported that he failed in an examination.
Oh, yes, I understand, sir.
Well, let's get on with the Rondell proceedings. Captain Harvey, will you please give us a report on his flying training?
Yes, sir. Mr. Rondell reported at the same time as did the other members of the lower class. His civilian record showed no previous stick time, but he said that he'd made numerous flights as a passenger. He was assigned to Lieutenant Ackerman for instruction. Lieutenant Ackerman reported that Rondell made good progress, a little better than the average. He soloed after 6 hours and 20 minutes duel and has been progressing rapidly since then. Up to date, he's had a total of 48 hours and 50 minutes, of which 18 hours and 20 minutes is dual and 30 hours and 30 minutes solo.
He's nearly through with A stage then, eh?
Yes, that's right, Major. I checked Mr. Rondell upon notification that he was to get a faculty board and found that his flying was satisfactory.
Very good. Lieutenant Dodd, will you make a report on his academic record?
Very good, sir. Mr. Rondell's academic record has been below average. Generally speaking, his attitude toward classwork has been one of indifference. He seems to pay little attention to what is going on in the classrooms and on many occasions fail to respond intelligently to questions concerning the school work. He's been particularly weak in mathematics. His attitude, when I mentioned it to him, was almost sullen. I investigated his previous work in college and discovered that he had had a hard time getting through his first 2 years. As a matter of fact, he attended college 3 years to get enough credits to get in Randolph Field. The dean of men at his university wrote me that they'd had considerable trouble with Mr. Rondell. He frequently missed classes and resented the routine of college classwork.
Did Rondell engage in any athletics in college?
No, sir. He went out for the freshman football squad, but was kicked off the squad by the coach because he consistently broke training rules. Apparently, Rondell went in more for the social side of college life. He liked to run around with girls, go to dances, and generally kept late hours. The dean of men referred to him as an exhibitionist, liked to wear extreme clothes and drive expensive-looking automobiles.
What about this math examination he took?
Like Mr. Tilford, Rondell passed the first examination with a grade that was nearly perfect. I gave him 98 on it. However, in the oral quiz later, he couldn't work out simple problems in algebra and trigonometry.
You say you gave Tilford a second examination. Why did you overlook Rondell?
It was not an oversight, sir. I had intended giving him another examination, but he was ordered before a faculty board before I had the opportunity.
In your opinion, do you think Rondell could pass an examination in math, that is, without using a pony?
No, sir, I don't believe he could.
Major Miller, you have made a personality study of Mr. Rondell and checked his general physical condition?
Yes, sir.
What have you to report?
Flying Cadet Rondell was examined by me when he entered the school with his class. His physical condition at that time was good, with one exception.
What was that?
His Snyder index was a little low for a man of his age and physique. However, I put it down to nervousness, but decided to keep my eye on him.
What are the facts regarding Rondell's temperament?
Here's my report, sir. This cadet, due to low mental endowment, has not been able to reach the level of performance maintained at the school. He's very unstable. His judgment is defective. He's highly impulsive and exercises volitional control with difficulty. His adjustments with the members of his class are very faulty, and his existence rendered unhappy thereby. The records show that he is taking practically the same work in the academic department as he had in college 2 years ago. Yet he's having difficulty.
Yes, sir, that's right, Major.
I would say his intelligence was vague, superficial, and only partially trained. His temperament, highly nervous and apprehensive. In my opinion, Flying Cadet Rondell is emotionally unstable. For example, he bites his fingernails excessively. He doesn't eat proper foods. As a summary, I beg to report that Rondell is psychologically unfit for flying in the military service.
Gentlemen, why do you think his flying record is good, as attested to by Captain Harvey, while his academic record is poor? And, as Major Miller says, he is psychologically unfit.
Well, now, that's not hard to explain, sir. Rondell has a natural ability which seems to be born in some people. His timing and reflexes are good. Well, I can best explain it by comparing him with a boxer. You can find a boxer or prize fighter who looks beautiful in the ring, but get him outside of a gymnasium and he can't write his own name.
Yes, that's quite true. In other words, Rondell has the natural ability, but not the intelligence. Sergeant, have Mr. Rondell come in.
Yes, sir.
Flying Cadet Rondell reporting, sir.
Mr. Rondell, I will read the charges to you. Rondell, you are charged with 1, conduct unbecoming a flying cadet and future officer, in that you did give and have knowledge of unauthorized aid in a written examination. 2, knowingly and willfully making a false statement. Specifically, you are charged with selling a prohibited textbook to Flying Cadet Tilford. Did you know, Mr. Rondell, that such action is a violation of regulations?
Yes, sir, I know that.
You may ask any questions you desire, make any statements you wish, and call any witnesses to your defense. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to ask any questions, Mr. Rondell?
Yes, sir, I do.
Very well, go ahead.
I would like to ask who brought these charges against me.
They were made by Flying Cadet H.V. Wing. Mr. Wing is your company commander.
That means that you're taking Wing's word for what happened?
Yes, that's right, we are.
If I can prove that I didn't sell a prohibited textbook to Mr. Tilford, will the charges be washed out?
Are you denying these charges, Mr. Rondell?
Yes, sir, I certainly am.
In other words, you say that you did not sell a prohibited textbook to Mr. Tilford, and that you had no knowledge that Mr. Tilford used such a textbook.
Absolutely, Colonel Thompson. When I tell you what really happened, you'll understand why I got a faculty boy.
Mr. Rondell, we cannot tolerate dishonesty at Randolph Field.
Yes, sir, I know. That's why I want to explain. Well, I'm just as innocent, well, as anyone in this room. Well, you don't realize what's going on over there in the cadet barracks.
Just what do you mean by that, Mr. Rondell?
Yes, if you have a statement to make, if you think you've been unjustly accused, we want to know it. That's the purpose of a faculty board. Go ahead, Mr. Rondell.
Well, sir, here's the whole thing. The only proof you have that I sold a book to Mr. Tilford is Holly Wing's word for it.
But Mr. Wing turned over the pony to us. Here it is.
Yes, sir. But that doesn't mean I sold it to Tilford. I can prove that Holly Wing's word isn't worth a hang. I can prove that this is all a scheme to get me out of Randolph Field.
Here now, that's a rash statement, Mr. Rondell.
But it's true, sir. Wing's no fair-haired angel, and I can prove it. Well, he's getting by more with more than anyone flying cadet down here. He's pulling stuff that you don't know anything about. Well, I know what started all this. Jealousy. That's what it is. Out and out jealousy. And that isn't all I can prove.
Here now, wait a minute, Rondell. Slow up there. Maybe you'd better think this over first.
Well, I have thought it over, Captain Harvey. I know what I'm talking about, and I can prove it.
You can prove what?
That Wing's word isn't worth a dime. That he's saying things about me that aren't true and doing things in this school that nobody knows about.
Are you bringing charges against Mr. Wing?
You bet your life I am. Wing wants to get me out of here. I can prove all this, and I will prove it.
Now, wait. Stop making wild statements and get to facts, Mr. Rondell. What are your charges against Mr. Wing, and what is your proof?
Yes, sir, I say that Holly Wing's a big liar, and I'll prove it by Donna Cavendish.
Donna Cavendish?
Well,
yes,
no,
sir, that's
no,
what
no.
I said. Donna Cavendish.
Stop! I know what to say.
What's going
Donna.
On here?
Oh, don't listen to him, please. He's dishonest. He's lying.
I'm not lying. Keep out of this.
Stop this shouting. Now, Miss Cavendish, what do you have to say?
The faculty board is thrown into confusion by Donna's startling entrance. What are Rondell's charges against Donna's friend? And what will Donna say to protect Howie? Be with us as we continue the story of Howie Wing, a saga of aviation.